The New York Times is out tonight with a bombshell of an investigative report that reveals plans by the firm Blackwater to bribe its way out of trouble after its employees shot and killed 17 civilians in Baghdad in 2007. In the wake of that shooting and the outrage it provoked against Blackwater, the New York Times tonight cites four of the company's former executives as saying that the company approved secret bribes of about $1 million to be paid to Iraqi officials to silence their criticism of the company and to allow Blackwater to stay in Iraq. The bribes were reportedly authorized by Blackwater's president at that time, Gary Jackson. One former executive telling the Times that when confronted about the scheme, Blackwater chairman and founder Eric Prince did not dispute that there was a bribery plan. The bribe money was allegedly intended for officials in Iraq's interior ministry. None of the four former executives who spoke with the Times say they know whether or not the $1 million was actually delivered to the Iraqi officials. But they say they do know that the cash was sent from the company's operational hub in Jordan to a man named Rich Garner, who was then a top Blackwater manager in Iraq and who still works for the company. There are a number of ways in which this plan could turn out to be illegal. As the Times points out, if Blackwater followed through with the bribes, the company or its officials could face charges of obstruction of justice and violating the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which bans bribes to foreign officials. There's also the prospect that Blackwater bribing officials to shut up about the shooting might have impeded the American FBI investigation into the shooting. We don't know whether or not Blackwater will be held to account for these new allegations if they are proven, but we do know that a federal grand jury is investigating the company in North Carolina, where the company's headquartered, and one of the former Blackwater executives who told the New York Times about the bribery scheme says he's also given details of that scheme to federal prosecutors. Joining us now is Jeremy Scahill, reporter for The Nation and author of the book Blackwater, The Rise of the World's Most Powerful Mercenary Army. Jeremy, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Good to be with you.
How big are the legal implications here? Could this revelation result in criminal charges?
Sure. Let's remember here that we're talking about the single worst massacre committed by a private force in Iraq of that war, committed by Blackwater, the Nisr Square massacre. It was the biggest diplomatic crisis between Washington and Baghdad at the time. You had the Iraqi government saying that Blackwater was banned from the country and then suddenly doing an about-face, and Blackwater remains in Iraq to this day. So on the issue of criminality here, when you have the FBI going over to conduct a criminal investigation, if you had Blackwater officials attempting to bribe Iraqis, that's tantamount to tampering with a federal investigation. There is a grand jury sitting right now in North Carolina that has reportedly been informed of these allegations by Blackwater officials. Very serious.
On the issue of Iraqi officials changing their tune, we don't, of course, know if the bribes were actually paid to Iraqi officials. But you're saying that the Iraqi government, at least some officials in the Iraqi government, did radically change their mind about how badly they wanted Blackwater out of the country.
Absolutely. And let's remember, Blackwater is a company that had deep political ties to the Bush White House. Eric Prince, the owner of Blackwater, has a home in Wyoming where Dick Cheney has one. This was one of the top companies of the Bush administration. The State Department was always defending Blackwater. So you had a sort of 1-2 punch where you had Blackwater literally paying hush money to the families, and we know this to be a fact, to the families of people that it shot dead, and the State Department was facilitating this. And on the other hand, you had Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice telling Nouri al-Maliki, the Iraqi Prime Minister, to stand down. And that was a big reason why we saw Blackwater there. The issue of criminality comes up is if it was an additional layer to this, did Blackwater actually pay off Iraqi officials to essentially look the other way and allow the company to remain in country?
The Times story tonight ends with this coda that Iraq decided this spring to not give Blackwater a license to operate in the country after all, the exact thing the bribes were supposed to protect the company against. And the Times says that the State Department took away Blackwater's Iraq contract and gave it to Triple Canopy, which is why I wanted to talk to you, because isn't Blackwater still in Iraq?
Yeah, Blackwater has a $200 million contract in Iraq for aviation services, but the State Department confirmed to me that Blackwater is still armed in Iraq indefinitely. And I should also say, Rachel, Triple Canopy hired former Blackwater guys after that contract was transferred over to Triple Canopy. You know who's guarding Hillary Clinton in Afghanistan right now? Blackwater. You know who guards members of Congress? Blackwater. They have half a billion dollars in contracts in Afghanistan right now. CIA, State Department, Defense Department. Why is President Obama keeping these guys on the payroll? There has never been a company in recent history that made the case that corporations are corrupt, evil organizations than Blackwater.
the line in Washington has long been that you can't get rid of this company, you can't get rid of these firms because we're not capable as a government or as a military of doing what they do without them. What do you make of
that? You talk to people in the military and they'll say that that's nonsense. Another way of looking at this is Blackwater knows where a lot of bodies are buried. These are guys who worked on the CIA's assassination program, the drone bombing campaign, and regarding all of the senior officials, they know a heck of a lot about what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan, and those are not guys that you want on the other side of the fence if you're running things in Washington.
Jeremy Scahill, reporter for The Nation and author of the book, good job, Blackwater, The Rise of the World's Most Powerful Mercenary Army. Thank you for coming on the show tonight,
My
Jeremy.
Pleasure,
it's good
Rachel.
To see you. Thank you.